Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you here today. We love when you tune into our broadcasts and sit back and relax and soak in the incredible information and resources that our guests from around the world share with us. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to have Tracy Edmonds here, highly regarded executive coach and founder of CEN, the CEO of TJE Coaching and Consulting. She's committed to supporting high-achieving women in mid-level and senior management positions to get hired and promoted into leadership roles. She has years of experience navigating corporate America, and as a black woman traversing the bottom of an organization to the top leadership roles. And while Tracy acknowledges there are strides that need to be made in paving the way for more women to enter the C-suite, women are still earning less than their male counterparts, getting fewer promotions, and continue to be underrepresented in the highest leadership positions. Leadership is a critical focus of Tracy's coaching work, and to give emerging females the opportunities to showcase their capabilities and leadership brand. In her book, Wild Hair, A Courageous Woman's Guide to a Bold and Authentic Career, Tracy covers her journey into corporate America and the lessons she's learned and shared with other women. The book helps women find their authentic voice to become leaders who lead with humility and self-awareness, to become the best version of themselves. Another critical part of Tracy's work is as a diversity, equity, and inclusion strategist. Her goal is to help organizations create environments where all employees feel valued, accepted, and included, regardless of their unique differences. She says, each have the capability to make our own dreams to come to fruition. It's about mindset, recognizing you totally have what it takes to create the career you want. You really do. You are enough. You have all that you need to get started. She sort of helps you and guides you to get there. She's an expert at it. She loves what she does. And it's a real pleasure to welcome her to Close Up Radio for part one of our exclusive two-part series here on Close Up Radio. Tracy, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I am so excited to be speaking with you today.
I am as well. Very excited. And I'm very curious as to the inspiration that you've had over the years that sort of pointed you in the direction of wanting to do this work. What is it about what empowered you to do the work that you're doing today along the way in your own life's journey?
Yeah, you know, I just believe that our journeys serve as a testimony for our ability to help others. So this journey, this walk of life that I'm on, I've always believed that it in some way can help the next person. So for me, being a coach, the fact that I was in corporate America for 31 years and was so often the only at the table or one of very few, that to me is a signal that I have an opportunity to pay that forward to other women, especially other African-American women. And so I'm empowered and inspired by my own journey and just this desire to pay it forward.
That's important, and that's beautiful, too. And I think that's wonderful that you've made it sort of like your life's calling. Why did you decide to specifically work with African-American women?
You know, there's a couple reasons. The primary being that this is my lived experience. And, you know, this is what I have lived every day of my life, and especially during those 30-plus years in corporate America. And so I know so well not only what the actual experiences are, but what it feels like to be an African-American woman trying to have a successful career in a corporate environment. So I'm very dedicated to that because it was my lived experience, and also because there's a need. There's such a great need. When you are one of few in the room, getting those valuable insights that will help you to navigate your career successfully, it's difficult to find. And so since I have been there and done that, I feel that I have an obligation, a responsibility to do it for other African-American women.
So in that vein, describe your role as a coach for women of color and how it works. I know this is a real passion of yours and you love the work that you do. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, Jim, when I think about it, I can't remember a time when I wasn't coaching, especially in my professional life. So whether I've done that formally in leadership development programs, currently as a paid coach, or even informally during my career, I've always been coaching. So I can't not do it. But, you know, for women of color in particular, my whole purpose is to be a source of inspiration, affirmation, and strength for those women. Because the challenges are many. So as a coach, it's important that I not only be there to help them navigate some of the rough spots in their career, but I give them the inspiration and the affirmation that what they are experiencing is valid, and I give them the insight on how to navigate that.
And that's something that, again, once that insight is provided, they can take it with them through all aspects of life. Leadership really is becoming also quite the buzzword. For you, Tracy, why is leadership important to you, and why is it necessary to have excellent leaders in today's world now more than ever?
Yeah, leadership is critically important. I think of the times when I had fabulous leaders and how much I grew and how many opportunities came my way. And I also reflect on the moments when I had leaders that weren't so effective, that weren't so fabulous, and the lessons that I learned and how challenging my work experience really was. So leadership can be a buzzword, but it's critically important. Because at the end of the day, how we experience our work environments and our ability to accomplish goals is facilitated directly by the quality of our leadership. So an experience can be super powerful and a really positive one, or it can be a very negative one, even if results are achieved. And so leaders impact how that experience goes for so many. And it's important to have excellent leaders today because the challenges that are facing our country as well as organizations are significant. So having leaders who can not only achieve goals but do it in a way where people prosper, they grow, they feel engaged, and they feel value is critically important. I mean, we spend so much time working that it's a shame if we can't have a positive experience and feel better for that experience in the end. So I think it's critically important that we have leaders, and diverse leaders, especially in today's world.
And the world is ever evolving and changing swiftly as well. How would you describe your time in the corporate world, Tracy?
Oh, wow. You know, I would describe that as a period of growth for me. When I really look at that, I started at a young age in my early 20s and went through so many things personally in that journey during that 30 years, everything from getting married to having three children, you know, experiencing death of mother and father and so many other things as a part of life. So when I think about that journey in corporate America, it was highly interwoven into those moments in my life. And so I see that 30-year period as one of growth and one of challenges, but definitely one that has prepared me to be the coach that I am today and a big part of who I am as a person. I spend a lot of time working, and so as long as you are using that as an opportunity to develop and grow, it can really contribute to how you show up at any point in your life. So I see my corporate experience as very positive and one of growth.
That's terrific. And you take elements of it with you through the work that you do, probably in perpetuity. The book that you wrote, too, and I love the name, Wild Hair, A Courageous Woman's Guide to a Bold and Authentic Career. It's where you cover your journey in corporate America and the lessons you learned and shared with other women. And the book helps women find their authentic voice to become leaders who lead with humility and self-awareness and to become the best version of themselves. Tell us about what inspired you to write the book, Tracy.
Yeah, you know, I always thought I'd write a book, Jim. I remember even as a teenager and even younger that I felt I would ultimately write a book one day. And, you know, as I started navigating my career in corporate America, I came to this kind of pivot point myself where I had what I like to call a wild hair moment. And I talk about that in the book, where I made a choice to wear my natural hair in the corporate work environment. And this was, you know, years ago when not many women were doing that. And to make that choice, it was like this intersection between how people expected me to show up versus how I needed and wanted to show up. And I chose myself. And that's what I'd call really a wild hair moment. And I was inspired to write the book because as I made that choice for myself, as I realized I was being less than authentic in my life and in my career, I came to understand that there had been many times in my career where I was at some type of crossroads. And that could have been in a meeting, that could have been a big career decision, but there were many instances where I had one of those moments, and sometimes I chose myself, and sometimes I didn't, and I went ahead with what others expected of me. And so I was inspired to write the book because once I did kind of let my wild hair go, so many women, especially Black women, came to me, and they wanted to understand how I did it. And the question wasn't the tactics of how do you go natural with your hair. Behind the question was, how have you been able to be fully yourself, fully authentic? The hair was just a symbol of that authenticity and continue to be successful. Because I did this when I was in the executive ranks. And so for women to see that throughout the organization, I knew that so many of us were having challenges that I was inspired to tell the story of the journey and the times I got it right and the times I didn't.
There's always lessons to be learned along the way, you know, in all aspects of life and all the things that we do and we experience.
Yes.
How would the book encourage women to sort of pursue the executive roles, Tracy?
Yeah, the book, I think, is encouragement to pursue executive roles or whatever success looks like for you. And the way that the book does that is it gets very specific about the types of challenges that you face on such a journey, and it gives you solutions, you know, ways to address that. For example, one of the biggest things that you're going to face in any corporate environment and probably, quite honestly, Jim, in any organization is change. And so in that book, for example, I talk about how to navigate change successfully on a personal level and a professional level. So I think the book is a great roadmap, a great tool for women who are navigating any number of specific challenges in their career. And they can see through my example that you can navigate those things authentically and still achieve executive level roles or whatever success looks like for you.
And the encouragement and the empowerment that you offer in that vein is so essential so people can move forward. Diversity and inclusion also incredibly critical to make progress in our workplace as well. Tell us about the importance of that.
Wow. You know, it's interesting because I literally just had a client meeting yesterday where one individual shared that sometimes when she begins to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, people actually roll their eyes. And that's disappointing because it's such an important conversation, especially in today's world. It's always been important, but I think we've seen a heightened a heightened sense of relevance around this issue. We can just reflect on what we've seen in terms of political change over the past several years, what we've seen in terms of social justice in the past few years. Organizations have a role to play simply because organizations are made up of people, and these people are engaging in the political process, in the justice process, and other things that are occurring in their lives daily. So if we want people to show up authentically, show up as their whole selves, all of this experience comes into the workplace. And here's the great thing. When we have so much diversity in organizations, there's such a huge benefit, and there's so much documentation and studies and research that have been done that actually proves how diversity and inclusion impacts the bottom line of organizations. But here's where the significance is even greater. Yes, we're going to get that bottom line impact, but it's the way that we get it. We get it by engaging and making sure that every voice is heard and every perspective matters, and that we're creating environments where everyone has an equal experience. And so just the value we're giving to people in addition to the bottom line results makes it so significant and so important for organizations to embrace.
Which is essential on so many different levels. What was the writing process like when writing the book?
Yeah. You know, it was really interesting to me because you would think that having had these experiences, it would come natural to just pour them out, right? I was a person who was very familiar with writing. Writing was something I did a lot of in my corporate career. But it was a little challenging because you constantly want to stay in a place where you're aware of your audience's needs and how to meet them where they are. So while there were many things that had occurred in my career and many insights that I had gleaned, putting them together into a structure that was meaningful for the reader was the challenging part. So I wrote my book over the course of a year. So during that kind of pandemic environment where we were all inside, gave me an opportunity to be really reflective and to really map out a book that was going to be valuable to its readers as it kind of traversed everything from your first leadership role to making a decision to walk away from certain roles or to walk towards roles that don't traditionally seem to fit. So it was a little bit challenging, Jim, to actually figure out the best structure and approach and to include the right things for my readers.
That's really important. Yeah. I think the fact that you took the time to be so succinct about it is beneficial to the readers as well. Why do you feel, or what do you feel in this case, are the qualities that women have that would make them capable and strong leaders in companies and organizations, Tracy?
Wow. You know, I hate to stereotype women and say, you know, women bring X, Y, or Z to the table because there's just so much diversity among women. But the thing that I have seen pretty consistently in my coaching is that women are committed to bringing others along on the journey. And what I mean by that is maybe collaboration is the best word, but what I see from women is this sense that I want to engage. I want to engage others in the process of getting results, of achieving great goals. And so that's something that I think comes a little more natural to many women and is really, really valuable in leadership. Because the thing about leadership is we make some of our greatest leadership mistakes when we think we singularly have the answer and we don't rely on others and we don't engage much broader thinking. So I think women can do a lot by coming to the table with kind of a natural ability to collaborate, a natural desire. And women are also ambitious. I see that all the time. And so many women just embrace courageous goals because so many women have had challenges themselves in climbing to leadership levels in various organizations. So that ability to identify a courageous goal and execute and make it happen is a great skill that women have. And so many women not only lead in corporate America, but they lead at home with their families. And so that ability to, for lack of a better word, multitask, but or to focus on many big things at once is a strength that I see in a lot of women. So I think women make fabulous leaders.
You know, I also think it's probably been slow in progress a little bit, right? Why do you think it has been slow in the progress?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's interesting because I was something towards the beginning of the year that says, I think we've achieved kind of the highest percentage of women CEOs in the Fortune 500. I think it's like 10.6% in January. And it was stuck at 8% for so long. And so just the progress, that's really slow progress, significant, but slow. And I think there's just so many barriers. And one, number one of them being bias, this perspective of what roles women should have and what roles are typically held by men. Perceptions about women's ability to do that multitasking, for example, of having a family as well as leading major functions, major roles, major organizations. The barriers have been there for years. And so the progress is going to continue to be slow. What we need is more male allies. What we need is more women pulling other women through the gate. And that goes for women of color and people of color in general. So it is slow, but progress is happening. And what I'd like to see is more leaders, no matter male, female, whatever your color, being attentive to that opportunity to develop others who are not like you and to pull them up through your organization.
That's right. That's what it's – I like how you put that, pull them up, because we all need that, you know, in our lives from time to time. Absolutely. What are some of the strides women have made to advance from what you've observed, Tracy?
Yeah, you know, thinking about those CEOs who have made it to the top, those female CEOs, and thinking about the women that I have coached and I have had the opportunity to work with, you know, some of the things that I see that are starting to stand out is more and more women putting their voice in the room. And I know that sounds like a minor thing, but it really is not, because it's not just about speaking up in meetings or having an idea and sharing it, but it's about pushing that idea through. Because I can tell you from my own personal experience as well as how I have observed it happen, is many times for women, people of color, speaking up, sharing ideas, often get ignored, or someone else who is typically white or male or both picks up that idea and it's immediately embraced. So that ability to put your voice in the room, advocate for that, and to support it, if you're another woman or person of color, support that person, that is a huge stride that I'm seeing women take more and more. I'm seeing more and more women be like me who are stepping out and starting their own business. Because environments that are not supportive of women, supportive of people of color in their development, are no longer being tolerated. So what I'm seeing is women stepping away and choosing differently, people of color stepping away and choosing differently to create their own businesses or to find organizations that appreciate them, embrace them, and not just tolerate them. So I'm seeing that, you know, people are being a little more women are being a little more, I hate to say brave, but they're betting on themselves is probably a much better way to put it.
I like that. How do the coaching sessions actually work? What are they like?
Yeah.
Even from the beginning when you're first working with somebody?
Yeah. So I like to get to the heart, whoever I'm coaching, what the challenges are. So a first session, for example, is going to be really about identifying what the goals are and what the greatest barriers to achieving those goals have been. So I typically have a questionnaire that I'm going to send to my client to get some information so that I come into that first session completely focused and prepared on where you're trying to go. That is my opportunity to get complete clarity about what the goals are and what's really been getting in the way of achieving those goals. The way I also proceed is many of my clients like to meet every other week. Some of my clients meet weekly. And we start to chart out different activities and homework. Yes, homework is what I give for my clients to work through these issues. So what they can expect from me is that I'm going to be a truth teller. I'm going to keep it 100% real about what they're telling me, what the opportunities are, what I'm hearing them say, and what I'm also not hearing them say. And in order for them to get in touch with those barriers and knock them out of the way so that they can keep moving forward. And I give them homework. I think that's so important that we take time to reflect, find a quiet space to reflect, because many times I'll tell you, Jim, women have really audacious goals that they don't believe they can achieve. And it's a matter of one step at a time and knocking down one challenge at a time. But then other times, some of the greatest clients I've had haven't even dared to dream big. They're afraid to dream big because they've been so devalued in the places that they've worked. Some of our work is going to be around defining what that big dream is so that we can start to go after it. So I like to, you know, be consistent, regular meetings. I like to have homework, and I like to have real talk about the journey.
What do you think distinguishes you from maybe other coaches that are out there that might do similar work, Tracy?
Yeah. You know, the thing that has been said to me so many times, even when I was a child, my mother would say that if she wanted to know the truth about something, to just ask Tracy. And I pride myself on being an amazing listener. I am great at listening to what is said and what is not said. And I pride myself on being a truth teller. And many have told me that during my career, that what they have valued is that I will give them the real insight into what it takes to accomplish some of the goals that they have. I will give them the real insight on what it's like to be an African-American woman in corporate America. I will talk about the things that aren't typically talked about, like how are you going to balance your home life along with your career and the real challenges that can come with that. So I just pride myself on being that truth teller and someone who is there to affirm the women that I work with. Because there's nothing worse than feeling as if you are the only person having a certain experience. And when you're in corporate and you're a black woman and you don't see anyone who looks like you, you can easily become demotivated, feel undervalued, and not feel that anyone else is going through this journey with you. So I'm here to take that journey with women.
Our special guest on this episode of Close Up Radio is Tracy Edmonds, highly regarded executive coach and the founder and CEO of TJE Coaching and Consulting, committed to supporting high-achieving women in mid-level and senior management positions to get hired and promoted into leadership roles. The website, Tracy J. Edmonds, that's E-D-M-O-N-D-S, and Tracy is spelled T-R-A-C-Y, TracyJEdmonds.com. And the book that you should be looking for, Wild Hair, A Courageous Woman's Guide to a Bold and Authentic Career. Tracy, this was terrific for part one of the series here on Close Up Radio. Thoroughly enjoyed this conversation and commend you on all the extraordinary work you're doing, which I know you love so much and has such a long-lasting impact on the lives of others. Looking forward to the continuation, and thanks for spending time with us. It was a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you, Tracy.
Pleasure, Jim. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, and again, continued blessings and joy for you and yours as well. TracyJEdmonds.com. This is part one of a two-part series. Tracy will be back next week as we continue the series right here for you on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters, also thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we appreciate you being with us here on Close Up Radio. I also invite you to stay right here. I'll be back in, I'd say, about less than 30 minutes from now with another incredible guest celebrated from around the world doing great things for us all right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.